Welcome nga pala sa Gising Maharlika with me, Al Santillan. Pag-usapan natin ang mga bagay na kailangan upang bumangon muli ang Maharlika. Our society has been infiltrated by globalist elites. Paano natin mababawi ang bansa, ang mundo? Samahan mo kami at gumising. First episode na gusto kong simulan is about why Gising Maharlika and sino ba ako? Who am I? Al Santillan. Gising Maharlika kasi gusto ko itong maging platform para sa mga patriots, truth seekers, mag-usap tayo, no, kung ano bang nangyayari sa mundo, sa Pilipinas. Bakit ba Maharlika? Kasi para sa akin ang Philippines is a name of King of Spain, no? Our before kung sino yung who made us slaves for 300 years, nag-occupy sa atin. No offense to the Spaniards of this time, pero before, okay, ang pre-colonial Philippines is called Maharlikan Kingdom. No, I believe that Philippine culture or the Maharlikan culture was so vibrant, full of color, full of culture, full of wealth, spirituality. Before we were the fabled, I believe, which I've read in ancient texts, is we've become El Dorado. Na yung mga ano natin, mga ancestors natin, mga datu, ganyan, mga kings, they were wearing gold. Clothing lang sa kanila yung gold kasi sobrang daming gold sa Philippines. And I've come to double check this with military friends, no, na totoo yung gold na to. And marami pang ibang sources and documents proving that Philippines, and even Philippines is one of the richest in natural resources, and the most important precious metals, gold. Kasi one of the proof na nakita ko is yung sa monetary one. There are documents proving the existence of tons of gold owned by the previous datus. If the Taliano family rings a bell, kung ma-research nyo yung history niyan. Okay? And ayun. So, Philippines was called before Maharlika, the Kingdom of Maharlika, and we owned Sabah, I think Borneo, the northern Japanese islands, mga ganun. No? Tapos, we boast spiritual leaders, babaylans, mga ganun. Napakaganda ng kultura natin noon. Sobrang yaman natin. Para sa akin na, yun ang view ko. And that's the truth, that's the fact. And what I believe, when the Spaniards came and when the idea of government, you know, was implemented to govern the people, we were raped. That's my term. We were raped for 300 years by Spain. We were called a lot of things. We were treated such and such. Okay, and there were even cases na mga babaylans, they were eliminated, transferred to one of our few islands, in-isolate sila doon. They used, for me, they used religion, okay, indoctrination, to subvert, to make us submit for 300 years. Before that, syempre, nakipag-friends muna sila. Nakisama sila sa culture natin na nakipag-sandugoan, nakipagkamayan, nakipagkaibigan sa mga datu, nagbigay ng mga regalo ganyan sa ibang lugar, na pumunta sila dito. Ang una nilang pinadala is mga pare. Nung una digmaan, sabihin na natin sila lapu-lapu ganyan na ano nila, pero may mga nag-succeed na yung mga pare naka-landing. Tapos before kasi, ang spirituality ng mga Maharlikans, ang mga tribo natin dito, is they commune with nature. They respect nature. Okay? Ang idea nila of divinity is being one with nature. Na nature provides everything for them. Some people brand it paganism. Pero para sa akin, ikaw ba, pag nasa beach ka, natapak yung paa mo sa sand or naliligo ka sa beach, o nakikita mo yung mga puno, sarap ng tunog ng waves, ganyan. Don't you feel like it's more positive, it's more heavenly? Diba? So, for me to feel divinity in nature, I believe that our ancestors had somewhat didn't need anything more than that to survive. I believe our conquerors used Catholicism, Christianity to subvert us, to make us submit. Kasi may bagong point of authority. Not only government, but also religious leaders. No, it's not rare today that na yung Catholic Church, I'm not saying all, okay? Marami lang kaso na sexual harassment, right? Pedophilia, ganyan, corruption. Hindi naman siguro nagsimula yan ng 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I believe it started way back. No, in the future episodes of Kissing Maharlika, I want to talk about this, yung evolution, kung paano ba yung Pilipinas, ay yung Maharlika naging Pilipinas. From once El Dorado, we provided what do you call this? Hardwood to King Solomon. We provided gold and spices. We're the land of spices. Diba? Tayo nagsusupply nun. And even exotic animals, mga ganyan, even women before. Kasi tayo yung source nun. And then, bakit ano nangyari? Through 300 years and the last 100 years starting with Emilio Aguinaldo, ni-rape yung bansa natin. Every president from Emilio Aguinaldo was a puppet. It's a puppet of another government. Okay? And I want this Gising Maharlika to be a platform para sa mga truthers, true patriots, na alam mo yung tunay na history. At kasi pag alam mo yung history, kilala mo kung sino yung mga kalaban ngayon. Kung alam mo yung history 1,000 years ago, kilala mo kung sino yung what I'm talking about, kung sino yung may kasalanan, bakit Maharlika naging Pilipinas, we're so taken advantage of as a people. And ano rin yung connection nito in a global scale. Ano mo, nakakatawa kasi sige, hindi pa nga ako nagpapakilala. I just talked about the platform. I am Al Santillan. Okay, Antonio Lorenzo Santillan. I'm 28 years old. First and foremost, number one priority in my life right now is I'm a father and a husband. That's number one for me. It changed my life. Grabe. Sobrang grabing impact ng magkaanak. Lalo na in this time and age. I've been so appreciative. And kung ano yung mga natutunan ko bilang anak din, kung anong pwedeng gawin ng tama, parang sa akin, ang dami kasing cycles na kailangan i-cut. So, that's my number one priority. Cut the cycles na nakikita ko. And if it's influenced by society, by media, by me as a parent, di ba? By other parents, syempre, the media, the parents also watch them, di ba? Mga allies nila. Parents are also watch them, so kids are affected, I think. So, I want to be the best dad. I want to be the best dad to my kids. I have an 8-year-old son, Nathan, adopted son, and I have a 2-year-old son as well, Atlas. I have a wife, Andrea, she's so wonderful, she's my queen, and ayun, taga Laguna ako, and gumraduate ako ng BS Biology nung sa UPLB. At sa totoo lang, sa mga magiging tagapakinig ng Gising Maharlika, kung meron akong makakausap sa inyo, I don't want you to look at the messenger. I want you to look at the message. Kasi society has been so authoritative that only information can be trusted from authorities. Sino magde-dictate ng authority na yon? I think it's been a duopoly, monopoly. No, who controls the mainstream media? Who controls the World Bank? No, these globalist elites. So I think sila yung may the root, ang root cause kung bakit ang daming bakit ganito na yung society, no? Even the pandemic. Punta tayo doon, mapag-uusapan natin 'yon. So 'yon, akala ko graduate na ako ng biology. Magiging ano lang ako. Tawag dito musikero. My passion is music. I just wanted to play music. No, I have a band, I have multiple bands, and I just want to do business. That's just what I want to do. Mahilig akong gumawa ng pera, no, dati, hanggang ngayon, di ba? Yun ang focus ko sobra, as in, grind, kung alam nyo lang. Tsaka, yun, music is my passion. Sabi ko yung biology, i-apply ko na lang pag mga 30 o 40 lang ako. Tapos yung mga pag-bashion-bashion na ako, pag mayaman na ako, alam mo yun, maghanap ng mga bagong hayop, halaman, pangalan sa sarili mo, ganun, or alam mo, mag-conserve, ganyan, gawa ng mga research paper. Gusto ko siyang gawin pag mga late 30s na ako, 40s. No? I've applied my skills being a biologist sa ano lang, Department of Health. So, nag-research kami doon tungkol sa genetic disorders, C6PD, ganyan. Ako nagsusulat, ako rin nag-field work. Dalawa kami, tatlo kami, kasama yung supervisor namin. We're part of a bigger team, nagtutulungan-tulungan din kami. So, na-apply ko naman ng konti doon, pero mas na-apply ko ngayon. I think, I was born to be curious, kaya siguro biology nakuha ko, kaya siguro sobrang hili ko sa science. The meaning of life, for me, is very important, kaya siguro ganun. Sobrang, ano ako, matanong akong tao. Sobrang kino-question ko lahat ng bagay. Ayoko nang basta-bastang sumusunod lang. Masakit sa loob ko na sumusunod lang na parang sa akin, parang may mali. Parang may mali. Parang ganun. So, this lockdown for me was an eye-opener. It gave me a lot of time. First, tawag dito. Kaya sabi kong, okay. Ito pa, bago ko ituloy, yung term na gising, I don't want to label it na gising, ako lang yung gising, hindi ganun. There are a lot of things that I know that I don't know. There are even things that I don't know that I don't know. But for me, I think I have something to share right now na the average person, when you go outside your house, di nila alam kung ano yung nangyayari. And it's very important in the next coming days, the next coming weeks. Ayoko talagang mag-podcast. Gusto kong mag-podcast, gusto kong mag-YouTube pag ayos na yung ano ko, yung studio ko, ganyan. Or pag may kasama na akong maayos na interviewin or whatever. Pero I think it's high time someone speaks up. No, I think it's high time someone speaks up. Kasi this time, okay, 2020, it's the boiling point na lahat ng nangyari for hundreds of years. Boiling point na to. After this is a whole new world. And it's up to you kung ano yung world pipiliin mo. Kasi dalawa yung nakikita ko eh. Post-apocalyptic world or the rising of Maharlika and the new world or the new earth. The new world order na brand nila. Yon, pag-uusapan natin yun. Sabi nila mga conspiracy theory, no? New World Order, One World Government, diba? One World Religion, mga ganun. So, lahat centralized ng power or what I call the New Earth, the rising of Maharlika. No, na decentralized. Everything is decentralized. I will be talking about in the next episode, anong klaseng mundo ang posible pag wala na ang global elites? So again, yun, gusto ko lang ulitin. Why gising Maharlika? I want this to be a platform of patriots, of truth seekers, para i-share kung ano yung history ng Maharlika and paano natin mababawi yung identity natin and yung freedom natin of true Filipinos, of true citizens of this earth. And I would go as so much deep as humans. As global citizens of this earth. No? I'm sure there are a lot of friends of mine that what we'll be talking about, magti-trigger sa inyo, sabihin nyo, conspiracy theory. Right? Yung iba dyan, mahilig. na painggan, mga hanggang painggan lang and maging curious, no? Pero para sa akin, it's not a theory if you have insurmountable evidence, empirical evidences, researches, journals, texts, historical texts, di ba? Witnesses, ganyan. So, para sa akin, it's also, you're too lazy to label it something a conspiracy theory if you don't check both sides of the coin. So, you listen to the mainstream narrative, panoorin mo yung TV, and then, do your own research as well. Kasi I think, ignorance is a choice in a freedom of information, pero, I also believe that freedom is being made hard. Kasi the truth is being kept so hidden. If you still believe in a mainstream media, I don't know. Kasi follow the money. Who funds these mainstream media companies? No, ano kaya? Do they really care about our interests? Diba? If you want to know about something of a topic, a subject matter, diba? It's kasi ngayon it's easier to just turn on the TV. I know this guy. This anchor has been for 5 years, 10 years. Kilala ko na to eh. So may kinig na lang sa kanya. No? Kung ano man. Tas, what if propaganda na pala yung sinasabi nila? Diba? What if controlled na pala ng elites yung sinasabi nila? Tapos yung friend mo nagkwento na, "Oy, ito yung plano niyan, ganyan." Tapos ikaw, you're quick to label it conspiracy theory kasi parang pumunta sa utak mo na herd mentality eh. Kasi yung kapitbahay mo, yung friends mo, friends mo sa social media, pare-pares kayo na nakikita sa mainstream media and social media. You would sound crazy if your opinion differed from what the mainstream media is saying. Diba? And they mix it up with all these emotions to control. So ako, I want to provide an alternative platform where we can talk peacefully about, and syempre, calmly, syempre, facts, line, and truth. Now, we don't resort to emotions when we talk about subject matters. I believe, I want this platform to be objective and also diplomatic, diba? The worst that would happen in Gising Maharlika is we agree to disagree. Pero yun, kung anong alam ko, share ko sa inyo. No, basta para si kabubuti ng bayan. Kung anong alam nyo, papakinggan ko. If you're a patriot, if you're a truth seeker, let's talk. So, ayun, I think for the first episode, a short 18-minute or podcast is enough to introduce who am I. Why? Ito na lang. Why Gising Maharlika? Bakit? Kasi, parang sa totoo lang nakakasawa na hindi alam ng tao na tyranny na yun nangyayari under the guise of many different things, but the latest one is a medical tyranny hidden under the guise of for the greater good. Ganon. Hindi nila napapansin na para tayo mga frogs in boiling water. Na unti-unti, sabi lang 15 days lang daw tatagal yung lockdowns. 30 days. Diba? 60 days. It's already been 7 months. 8 months. No? There's so much evidences na itong pandemic is a boiling point of what's to come. I don't just want to talk about the current events. I want to talk about what's going to happen next. As I have a clue of what's going to happen next. You study the future. If you study the past as well, patterns appear. History repeats itself. You know? There are technologies beyond our imaginations. And gusto kong pag-usapan lahat yun. Diba? I want to provide proof. And gusto kong reminder, bago ko tapusin tong, episode ito, first episode, pilot episode, Why Gising Maharlika, Who Am I, Al Santillan. My reminder is, don't believe me. Do your own research. And also, my friendly advice, research about fluoride. Oops, bakit yung sinabi ko? fluoride, sabi nila, di ba, na parang it's not toxic in minute details, but it, minute amounts, but it calcifies your pineal gland, your truth detector. Di ba? Alam mo ba, nung bata, mas madaling makaalam kung yung magulang mo nagsisinungaling kasi yung pineal gland mo hindi pa calcified. Alam mo, pag binubullshit ka lang ng magulang mo, ay, wala tong pasalubong. Ay, hindi to uuwi ng maaga. Alam mo eh, tapos nasasaktan agad nararamdaman mo. Pineal gland, it's such a blessing. Kasi akala ng tao, para sa akin, do you think we just have, ano, 5 senses? It's ridiculous. Why? Kasi, ang dami kong friends na yung senses nila beyond my imagination. I even have a friend na bawat note, nakikita niya na may kulay. It's a mix of different senses. And I have friends na they can feel the energy of a person and empaths, kung anong nararamdaman nila. Sometimes, nga, kung anong iniisip eh. Kung anong iniisip nila. That they develop those senses. Right? No, malay mo, maturo din natin kung paano i-develop yung mga senses niya. I don't want Gising Maharlika just to be about politics, just to be about news that you see on TV that makes your head hurt. Ayoko. Kasi, I believe my purpose as Al Centillan in this 3D world, in this earth, is spiritual. Everything that's happening right now is very spiritual. If one masters the truth on how to find the truth guided by what I call the fruits of the Holy Spirit sa Christian theology and sa ibang ano naman, sa ibang practices, good vibes or higher vibrations, enlightenment, mga ganun, diba? I believe everything is related to spirituality. It's easier to find the truth if your compass is aligned with love, with enlightenment. It's very hard to find the truth if your compass is paralyzed by fear, by hate, by anger, by guilt. No, sobrang daming ganun ang ginagamit sa society na yun. Pag-uusapan natin sa susunod ng mga episodes. No, so sana maabangan nyo yung susunod kong episode. Anong klaseng mundo ang posible na walang global elites? No? Again, ako si Al Centillan. This is Gising Maharlika. Sana mag-subscribe kayo sa podcast ko. Kung nagustuhan niyo yung first episode, kung na-intriga kayo kung ano mga pwede natin pag-usapan, o kung may sense man yung mga pinagsasabi ko, yun, rate nyo ng 5-star to. Tupost ko to sa IG ko. At pag di na ako censored sa Facebook, baka ma-promote ko. Or gumawa na lang ako ng panibagong account at gagawa na lang akong Facebook page at ma-upload ko doon. Whatever happens, kung di man nila ako patayin, I think this is a dangerous job. Speaking about the truth, this is the most dangerous job today. No? I hope to promote it even if these platforms censor me. I hope to get the message out there to as many truth seekers as possible, as many patriots as possible, as many friends as possible. Kasi if you're my friend and you listen to this, I hope not only you listen to the message, pero sana kung kilala niyo ako, kilala niyo yung puso ko. No? Na mabuti akong tao, hindi ako nagsasaya ng pera, hindi ako bayad para gawin to. No? It's, di ba, yung mga pinagsasabi ko kanina pa, parang nagtitrigger na sa parang mahirap siyang sabihin sa public. Kasi mababrand ka ng conspiracy theorist eh. Di ba? Ayaw mo brand ng pagano kasi tinatawanan yung mga conspiracy theorist. Pero papatunayan ko sa inyo, I'll put my name on the line. No, I will provide evidences, I will provide proof of what's happening in this world. No? Lagay natin sa soft copy, I'll print it out for you to see pag nag-develop na yung ano, yung podcast ko, di ba? So sana magtuloy-tuloy tayo. Ako, kilala niyo ako sa mga kaibigan ko. Masaya akong kausap. Kung simple mang mga usapan, okay. Pero kung deep talks, game. Pero sa tingin ko, man, sobrang importante ng mga nangyayari. What if tama pala yung mga tao ang sinasabi nila na scam pala yung nangyayari ngayon at pinagtitripan lang tayo? Haven't you thought about it? What if you just stood silent? Paano ko pala kung tama yung mga research namin? you supported the wrong guys, parang ganun. And you supported the wrong na magli-lead sa ano natin. Para sa akin, I just, gloves are off. Now we can talk. Na para sa akin, freedom is being taken away. No, there is a plan, sabi nga ni JFK, to enslave each and every person in this world. May speech siya, hanapin nyo. Merong speech si JFK about it. And I'm going to expose it. And I'm going to also share the plans na pag na ano na yun, pag tawag dito, pag na share ko na yung kung ano yung mga plano nila, meron ding plano yung mga good guys, paano sila talunin, at kung anong itsura ng mundo pagkatapos. No? So yun yung mga pag-uusapan natin. Sana nag-enjoy kayo sa first episode. Subscribe. Gising Marlica with Al Santillan. With me, Al Santillan.